Hello, and welcome to a Maths Oral podcast. I am your host, Chris Hanusa, a professor of mathematics at Queens College of the City University of New York. Today we're talking lattice paths with our guest today, Jan Bazant. Hello.
Hi, I'm Jan Bazant.
All right, let us know a little bit about yourself.
All right, well, I'm a grad student at Queens College. I teach an algebra class at Queensboro, actually.
Oh, okay, so that's right down the road over here, still in Queens. Okay. How long have you been here?
I've been at Queens College now as a grad student and an undergrad. 7 years.
7 years. All right. So this semester you worked on a research project. Can you describe it for us?
Yes. I was trying to find the number of paths from one point diagonally to another point. Specifically, say from point 00 to MN, where we can only go north, east, and west within that rectangle, the M by N rectangle.
Okay, so we're starting at maybe lattice point 00, and so you could do a north step,
yes.
And that would get you to 01,
mm-hmm.
And we can do an east step, that would get you to 10, mm-hmm. And if you could go west, then you would go to negative 10, but
yes.
You're staying within a rectangle.
Exactly.
From 00 up to MN, and you're trying to figure out how many ways to do that. Okay?
Yes.
So, why were you interested in looking at this question?
No, I was interested in it because, for example, I saw the streets in Manhattan, and I wondered how many ways there are to get from one point to another one, going in from one block in Manhattan to another one. For example, if I was driving a taxi, what would be the shortest path and what would be the longest path? How many paths I could actually drive that taxi through those streets in Manhattan and get diagonally from one point to another.
I guess it's kind of like the Upper East Side,
exactly.
Where there's a whole bunch of east-west streets,
yeah.
And they're one-way streets that go east, and they alternate east and west,
exactly.
And east and west and east and west. Okay, so what kind of methods did you use to work on this project?
Well, I used a number of methods that failed.
Woohoo!
First, I actually tried to count them one at a time, which ended up being unmanageable. Okay.
What do you mean by one at a time?
I tried to draw each path individually, but I found out that the numbers of the paths actually go up really fast.
Okay.
So it doesn't work very well. Okay. And then I noticed that at most of the intersections where we have a decision, okay, for example, at these intersections we can have a decision where we can go either north and east or north and west. So at each intersection, of such a type, we actually double the number of paths that goes through it.
Right.
So I tried to use that. I tried to use that those decision points, because.
Mm-hmm.
To count it using 2 to a power, because
okay.
It doubles every time, but that didn't work.
Okay, because things get more complicated probably near the boundaries.
Exactly. It gets complicated near the boundaries, and it doesn't actually double neatly that way.
Hmm. So that sounds like a difficult part. How did you deal with that?
Well, I dealt with it by, first I restricted it to smaller things, so I made it less general. Instead of just counting an n by n rectangle, I tried, for example, 1 by n and 2 by n. Try to do that. And in order to deal with larger examples, I tried to find the bounds that work for a maximum and minimum for the number of paths, so I'd know at least if I had a reasonable number, if I ever got an answer.
Mm, all right, so even if you can't get a particular answer,
yes.
You were thinking about getting a lower bound or an upper bound,
yes.
And then at least learning something.
Exactly.
Okay, neat. So I asked you to bring in one number related to your project. What number did you choose to share?
I chose the number 157.
Okay, 157. What's that represent?
157 is the number of paths that we can take for a 2x6 rectangle. So that's the number of paths from 00 to 26.
All right, that can go. So at each crossroads, can you go east or west, or can you only go east on some roads and west on other roads.
Well, on the roads, I'll call them streets. But for the even numbered y values, we can only go east, and for the odd numbered ones, we can only go west.
Okay. So what did you think was the most difficult part about your project?
I think the most difficult part was trying to come up with a formula that worked. The bounds were actually relatively easy to find, because I used similar problems that were easier to count.
Hmm.
But finding a formula that worked to find number of paths, I actually failed at that. I thought I found a recursive formula, but that didn't work. An interesting one I found, however, was that for a 1 by n rectangle, it's every other Fibonacci number.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay, so you've got some Fibonacci numbers coming up
mm-hmm.
when you're dealing with this 0, 0 to 1, comma, n.
Yes.
Okay, so that sounds great. Thanks for coming in today and sharing your research. So this has been a MathsOral podcast. Learn more at podcast.mathsoral.com.